Chatbiz Listeners' Questions, number 2.
Now, my second one. I have difficulty with a member of staff in my dress shop who is often late for work and sometimes untidy. I've spoken to her about it, but I find the rest of the day very uncomfortable. What should I do?
Okay. The disciplinary and grievance procedure was put onto a statutory basis in 2004. So every employer, strictly speaking now, should have disciplinary and grievance procedures and make those available to employees. In the last few years, the government has been looking to try and get more and more disciplinary cases resolved in-house rather than ultimately going to the worst-case scenario, which is a tribunal. So in this particular situation, what I would suggest is that the lady in question who owns the boutique would say to the shop assistant, I want to sit down with you. I want to, at this stage, go through the informal stages of the disciplinary process. But I have to say to you that your lateness has been a problem, and the fact that you don't necessarily tidy up as I would wish in the shop is also a problem. So those are the two issues I want to address. We sit down and we talk about those things. And then what the owner would do would be to give the individual a period of time in which to, well, first of all, say, why were they always late, to try and establish whether, in fact, they were not choosing the right form of transport, or they were coming in on a bus that was too late, or they were sharing a car which was unreliable, or whatever. So try and see if there's anything in the domestic situation or in the travel situation which was impacting upon their ability to get to work. So ask them those kind of questions. If there's nothing there, then I think in that situation you would say, right, in the next month, 2 months, whatever, I want you to have perfect attendance. I want you to be here ready to work by the time your official hours start. And on the other side, where there's an element of untidiness, I would want you to make sure that you're proactive, you keep the shop tidy, as long as you don't do that to the detriment of the paying customers, and you make sure you're attentive still to people coming into the boutique when they want attention. If at the end of that 4 weeks, you then sit down with them and say, 4 weeks or 3 months or whatever, sit down with them and say, we've reviewed your progress, it's good, keep it up, praise them, thank them, and make sure they keep it up. If, however, they're still not showing that they're going to be able to meet the standards that you require, then go into the formal disciplinary process, write to them, set down the, as it were, allegations, give them the opportunity to seek a representative, which can be a colleague or a recognised or certified trade union official. Set a meeting a few days in advance. You've written to them so they know what allegations you put in against them. Let them know what the evidence is. Then you sit down with them and go through the process. And if at the end of that your view is that they're still not meeting the required standard, issue them with a warning. Now, the warning would then be in writing. It could be a first warning, it could be a second warning, it could be a final warning, dependent upon the significance of the issues, the problems that had come about. But normally the warning would at that stage be a first written, and might be something that would be on the file for, say, 6 months. And then you'd put in place with them the opportunity for them to appeal, which they would do in writing, and you would stipulate whether it would be in writing within 5 days or 7 days, and you would also set down the standards that you wanted them to achieve during that 6 months period. If at any stage during that period performance was deteriorating rapidly, you'd bring them back in, but certainly you would monitor their performance during that period. So you're looking at several elements, if you like. The ones you've described fall into the category of capability. And the other ones, obviously, you know, if anything else happened, conduct. But what you've got to try and make sure is that you build everything into the allegations at the right time. You can't go back for months and months and months. And if you've issued a letter saying you want to have a meeting, you then can't introduce anything that's happened between the letter going out and the date of the meeting either.
Can I just say, as a small business employer, that's a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. How many employees do I have to have that as a standard? If I have under 5 employees, does that not affect me?
Well, what the government are saying is that in terms of smaller businesses, I mean, David told the micro businesses, the government has said that the procedures can be relaxed, but the basic principles of, if you like, human justice should be observed.
So this lady, who there's only her and this member of staff, and as she says, every time she actually says anything to this member of staff, that member of staff either goes in a huff for the whole day or just makes life totally uncomfortable. And that will affect sales.
Yes.
So, you know, this lady's really got to be quite careful, because
yes,
there's nothing worse than you've pulled up a member of staff and they tell all your customers that you've been unfair or whatever. Give them options, give them times, give them letters and everything. So that still affects her.
Yes. I think you've got to
You can understand why, as a small business, we don't employ people.
Yes, you've got to go through a fair process give people the opportunity to improve and change. That's essentially what you're looking to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, if it's just one-on-one, obviously it makes it very personalised.
Yes, that's
very
the trouble.
Very personalised.
Yeah.
But it's still important to, let's say they had one plus two, you know, she had two people in the shop or three. If you don't actually address these issues, then other people can begin to see that you're being
soft with one,
and then sometimes it produces more problems. You get absence and lateness from other people because they think, well, it doesn't matter.
This is where I could definitely see where your skills would come in for me. As far as, you know, if I left it in your hands, I might still be the employer, but I'm not going to be the big bad wolf.
I think that's actually it, isn't it, really? It's being able to bring someone like Albert into it actually takes it away from you. He can be the bad guy, if you like, or he can be the one that's actually applying the rules. You can actually stand away from it. So I think I can see how that works. I've got an interesting variation on that from a few years ago when I used to run my own IT business up in Dis, and we employed a few people, one of whom was actually a very, very capable programmer who had a very significant personal hygiene problem.
Oh yes, I've worked with somebody like that. It's gross.
And it affects all of the rest of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an incredibly difficult problem to deal with,
because he
was really good at his job and he did it extremely well, but nobody else wanted to be in the same room with him.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth do you deal with something like that?
I've had that before, and I think one of the first things you would do is to try and assess whether there's any medical remedy for it, whether in fact they can use deodorant or mouthwash or whatever, or alternatively the doctor can suggest something that would assist with a problem.
But how do you address that? How do you say to somebody, I'm sorry, but working with you turns my stomach, you stink? You can't do that. You know, that's so offensive to people. How do you actually broach that?
Slowly and softly and carefully. I think you would say that it would appear that, you know, the particular problem you have is giving other people concern. Can we just talk about this quietly? Have you seen the doctor? Or would you be willing to do so? And obviously certain nationalities, for instance, don't use deodorants. And in that situation, you have to handle the thing in a sensitive manner.
Very, yeah. And I would find that excruciating, to tell you the truth. I find that very, very difficult. You know, I did have a secretary in my previous existence. And this was when I worked for a French company. And the boss shouted from the office, you can only do this in France, she smells like a tart, send her home. Now, if we had had anything like that in this country, you know, I mean, you can just imagine the repercussions. And I kept my head down, and she was my secretary. Sometimes she came in and she must have used a whole bottle of perfume, and it was very strong perfume, you know, and she used it to cover the fact she'd been out dancing or whatever else the night before, instead of going home and having a decent shower before she came to work. And we had showers in the office. And I actually went to HR. But over there, it is not a problem we deal with, madam, is the answer I got.
No, it is.
How would you do it? How did you deal with it?
Fortunately, this was in the, perhaps one could say, less enlightened days. And my technical director grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and said, go take a bath or you've got real problems being able to work here. So, and he did go and take a bath, fortunately, and we did sort the problem out. But you know, it's something that you do have to handle with extreme care, and especially now.
I can imagine, particularly if you've got food industry business. I have been to restaurants where the waiter or the waitress have got BO and it just stops me eating. Mel just puts you off your food. I mean, how do you deal with that, to say that, I'm sorry, but you've got BO and you're putting your clients off? You know, it's quite a... It's a personal thing, it's a motive thing, and not, you feel as if you...
Well, I suppose in that particular instance, one could argue that that is preventing them from doing their duty properly.
Yes.
With the example I gave, there was nothing that was stopping the programmer from doing his job, nor the others, other than the fact they couldn't bear to be in the same room as him. But, yeah, I would think in the restaurant business you have a reasonable case for...
Well, I think in extreme cases, as I say, take people aside privately and quietly. In extreme cases, if they won't actually amend the ways they are, you could find that's a legitimate reason for letting them go.
Right.
But you've got to go through a process first.
The 6-month process.
No, not necessarily. Not right. necessarily.
Well, I have